Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
But you've answered questions about your job security all week long, and this team comes out and upsets a ranked Missouri team. What are you feeling right now?
Well, first of all, you know, honor to God. You know, it's been a rough patch, man, but I told my team this, and I want everybody to understand this, okay? A lot of people want this job, so they think, but I'm the man that's built for this job. Every day, man, we grind. We grind. Don't question us. Don't question who we are, what we do, or how we play. We're Vanderbilt men. Commodores, Akron, down!
Welcome back. 104.5 The Zone, the wake-up zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. That from the SEC Network on Saturday after Vanderbilt's victory over Missouri. That was Coach Derek Mason with Don Davenport. And Coach Mason joins us now. Derek, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. It's a Tuesday morning of a bye week with a lot of work in front of us. So been excited to, you know, get back on the field and, you know, see these guys get back to work.
You're passionate after the win against Missouri in the interview and in the press conference that followed. What message were you trying to send there and to who?
Well, I mean, there have been a lot of noise in the past couple of weeks about our players, the coaches, our program. And, you know, I really just wanted to intentionally take back the narrative, you know, to make sure our players, coaches, and Commodore Nation knew, you know, man, what we were doing, what we're all about. And, you know, I mean, the statement I'm built for it, and that just meant for me, you know, I mean, that I'm leading, teaching, and walking our young men through the Vanderbilt experience. You know, we have to be intentional about what we do, what we say, and that's what will lead us towards success. And that was really, you know, the energy of the conversation.
How did the week after that UNLV game and the practices that followed set up the performance against Missouri?
Well, this team was probably, you know, at a low just in terms of, you know, how we had actually looked at, you know, our performance all the way around. You know, I looked at it, and our staff looked at it. These players looked at it, and we went through the, you know, vetting process and said, listen, we understand that we just need to be a little more intentional. Intentional about our focus, intentional about our discipline, intentional about the effort, and make sure, man, we make it about doing our job. And hopefully what we can do is, you know, have a small party over here on West End that would, you know, start in McGugan and hopefully, you know, expand to the field and then all of a sudden move to the crowd. And that's what happened. I mean, man, it was an intentional week where guys had fun. They enjoyed, you know, in the process. They enjoyed what we did, and they were able to capitalize on it on Saturday.
Our guest is Vanderbilt coach Derek Mason off a big win against Missouri and on an open week this week.
Well, Coach, naturally, the defense put a heck of a performance. I guess what was the difference in this game and in the past with the energy and swagger that they were playing with besides Coach Tarver going up in the booth?
These guys went into the week, you know, feeling a certain way. And what we had to do was make sure that our actions really backed up exactly what we were feeling and what we were talking about. I mean, I think the insertion of Mo Hassan made practice really competitive. And I think it started there. There was a lot of energy, a lot of trash talking. I think a lot of pent-up hostility, you know, I mean, based on how we had played. But the idea was that we were moving it forward. We were trying to get 1% better. We talked about the ability to do your job and trusting the man next to you. And in this ball game, more than any other ball game, probably in the last 18 months, man, you saw a group of defenders playing for one another. You saw a group of defenders trusting one another. You know, rush and coverage work together. You saw better tackling. You saw better population to the football. We got guys in third and long situations. Man, we were able to get – you know, Kelly Bryant behind the chains, and again, this group, you know, never stopped. I mean, even after a big game that led to a touchdown, even after an interception that led to a touchdown, I think you saw this group never really, you know, flinch at the opportunity, man, to step out and play well, and that's what I call, you know, performing on demand. That's what you got to do. It's like a cable movie, man. You pay $5.99, and what you want to see is the movie. And so these guys paid the $5.99, and what they were able to do is, you know, turn it into action, and that was good to see.
What made you make Mo Hassan, I guess, the starter, as well as will he be the starter for the next week, or this a week-to-week deal?
For Mo, you know, obviously, I mean, he went out of the game, and we'll go through protocols and figure out exactly where he is. But I saw Mo play a year ago when he played behind Kyle Shermer, and the one thing about Mo, he was always competitive. You know, competitive. You know, he wasn't going to back down from anybody. He had a great energy and presence about him. And you know, I mean, to be honest, I mean, and this is no disrespect to, you know, Deuce O'Reilly, man, but I thought, you know, I just didn't feel that. And sometimes as a coach, man, you got to go with your gut and what you feel. I felt Mo was the right, you know, play. I thought Mo would give us some energy. I thought Mo had waited for this opportunity, and you know, he didn't disappoint. I'm not saying Mo was perfect, but I'm saying what Mo did was you know, raise the energy level of the guys around him. He made the guys around him better. He made us better. He made everybody compete, and that's what I'm looking for.
Did your thought process change on the quarterbacks? Because a week ago on this show, you said that no way Mo Hassan's going to be your starter.
Well, I mean, man, I'm not going to give it to you on a Monday. I mean, on a Tuesday. I mean, I can't give away the game plan. I mean, that's I love you, but you know, when it's all said, I love my team more. So you know, I are you saying that you can't trust me? I'm sorry,
Coach. You're just like every, you know, it's not like this hasn't happened before. So that's fine too.
Poker face now, poker face.
All right. But you can't keep going with three quarterback roulette either. Don't you agree?
Man, I don't plan on that. I mean, I believe Mo Hassan, you know, man, if he's healthy, Mo Hassan will be the starter. Okay, man, but if he's not, then it'll be Riley Neal. That's exactly the way I look at it. I thought Riley showed some moxie in this ball game. You know, he throws an interception. And then, you know, I mean, he's got to come back and look at these guys, and those guys didn't flinch. You know, he comes back. He throws a touchdown. I mean, he runs for a first down. And he makes a big third down conversion to Pink. I mean, I think he grew up in this game. You know, I mean, he's still not where I need him to be. But, you know, like for him, he showed, you know, some vital characteristics and some traits of maybe getting this team to truly stand behind him and believing.
It also seemed like you went with the theory that the more Keyshawn Vaughn touches the ball, the better you had, the better your chances are of winning. You know, again, another good game for him, running the ball, catching the ball.
Yeah, you know, he touched the ball 33 times in this game. If he could have touched it 45, it would have been better. You know, I know what Keyshawn, you know, man, can do. I mean, he wants it on his back. But, you know, it's still a team game, man. We got a lot of playmakers around him, and I think, you know, as long as, you know, we're able to you know, put it on his shoulders in terms of the run game, continue to keep him involved, because there's things he's working on, you know, pass pro, you know, catching the football. But Keyshawn Vaughn on the field, he makes people have to guard him. They know whether he's split out, whether, you know, I mean, he motions out to empty. You know, like he's a viable threat. So whether we hand it to him or throw it to him, it really doesn't matter. And I want Coach Gadowski to, you know, have him touch the ball as much as he can.
Coach, I appreciate your honesty, by the way. And you could have gone Bill Parcells on me and say, I reserve the right to change my mind.
No, I mean, listen, you guys have always been great to me. And, you know, like, regardless of what happens, man, you guys ask honest, fair, you know, man, questions. And you know what? That's the job I have. You know, it's the work we do. So thank you.
Great, Coach. Thanks for the time this morning, and all the best as you have the open week here.
Anchor down.
All right, we'll see you. Vanderbilt coach Derek Mason joining us here on the Wake Up
Zone. Honest. I mean, seriously, I thought he didn't rope a dope me. He just said, "Man, I love you, but I love my team more."
He's the first coach to ever not tell the truth about a depth chart.
That's what I was saying to him.
Well, what I took from that, he was the first coach to say that he loves Mark.
Yeah.
that's got to be true.
He joins a very small and exclusive club.